The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty America. It is 9 November 2012, military time start. And you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Want to give a shout-out to WLSC, 1240 AM. Myrtle Beach, South Carolina just picked up the Sons of Liberty.
So, whoa, that's pretty impressive, guys.
East Coast Sons of Liberty.
Myrtle Beach.
Myrtle.
South Carolina.
Sounds like an older lady. Myrtle.
It does.
Hi, Myrtle.
Yes, Myrtle. What radio station was I on this morning?
That was on, I've got it in my announcements
106
here.
Points. Could they hear you?
Your defending fathers.
Come on, guys.
Your defending fathers in northern Michigan, 106.3 WYPV.
Did an interview with those guys this morning. A kick in the pants, friends.
Yes.
Wow, like-minded stuff. What do they call themselves?
The defending fathers. Defending fathers.
Really?
Yep. And they're defending.
It's a good thing they didn't name themselves the Sons of Liberty.
That's for sure.
Oh.
But the Sons of Liberty are on their station
yes.
on Saturdays.
Cool guys.
Yes.
And I think we have some friends in Michigan.
Yep.
We've only been there two times. We may as well just pack up and move there the way things are going right now. Or set another
house.
Studio there.
That's right. Let me get a second home.
Maybe it'll get to the point where we'll have like 5 and 10 of those.
Yes.
Right? Mm-hmm. Houses are my favorite.
Helicopters are my favorite. Yes.
Jake, sometimes it's just...
I'm just two steps ahead of you. Bring the helicopter to Michigan and fly around to our 10 houses. Helicopter.
And I hate to say this because Jake did not see this, but his wife just went thumbs down like this.
Oh, come on, guys.
And he thinks I'm kidding.
I'm trying so hard.
Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be my friend on Facebook, Double E Bradley, Bradley Double E on my Facebook. Or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1 on my Twitter account. Folks, if you'd like to be a part of the show today, I missed yesterday, and I'll tell you why, because we had some friends call up and say that we're flying in from Michigan, and it just happened to land on our radio time. And it's like, oh, can't do that business. But they said they were going to fly their airplane to a municipal airport right outside of Annandale here. We said, okay, cool. So we had to take a minute off and cruise back over there. And yesterday it was hot anyways. Everybody was saying the same thing. But I did miss it for the day that I was gone.
Yeah.
Folks, I missed you. Yeah, I did. 1-877-807-9977. We're hugging right now, right, friends? Hugs. Hugs.
Missing.
Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because
it's a terrible place to be when your brain's in somebody else's head. And yesterday, those Sons of Liberty that actually came from Michigan, we got pictures on our Facebook. So if you'd like to check those out, we always encourage you.
All over the country, folks, come on down.
If you're a listener,
come on up.
And we had from the last event we did in North Dakota, we had a couple people stop by from there, too. It's
just today.
On a regular basis.
Yeah.
So we encourage you, come down. Our doors are open. Watch the show. If you'd like to watch the show, you can see it live in the studio.
$150 per ticket to enter into the studio.
That's right.
That's it.
And that's just to enter
in,
folks.
That's pretty cheap.
And then the bucket gets passed while you're in, too.
I mean, it's not $7,500 for a 30-second commercial.
Nope. Yeah. Nope.
You get the whole thing for $150. We're totally playing.
This is legit. Yes. It's actually.
It is legit.
When you get
the
here.
The gospel is free, friends.
Got it. So truth. And that truth comes at the cost of what? The cross. Not at finances. You can't buy it.
Yeah.
Just teaching the children that this
Which doesn't mean we don't need financial support to get to the people.
That's right. I'll get to
let's
that.
Let's not confuse the people.
I'll get to that. Too many options. Too many options. The newsletter and Facebook. Folks, we shoot out a newsletter every week, so I encourage you to become a part of that. You can sign up on sonsoflibertyradio.com. You'll get to see the last Tea Party tour that we did. Bradley's got some videos that we posted up there from that. Great stuff. Great response. The people were very cool. And that was actually in Michigan. Also, too, WorldNet Daily, game
over. You mean
people
thought I was cool in Michigan?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, they did.
Well, how many tea parties have we done there? About 9 or 10?
Fans.
Seriously.
All those
events,
fans.
Churches.
We're going to be doing more, too.
I understand that, but that's not what I'm asking you.
We did 4 on that last run, and we did the one before, so 5 so far. And then the next time we go, we're going to have a whole bunch more.
Really?
Mucho.
Oh.
It keeps adding up. Plus, we've been in a lot of states here.
Did you know that the Sons of Goth had 6 fingers? You guys all know the story of David and Goliath? Sons of Goth had 6 fingers.
Yeah, that's a lot of fingers.
So it had been, if I would have been Sons of Goth, it would have been 1 hand, not 2.
Give me 6.
Right?
Give me 6. WorldNet Daily, game over, moderate conservatives. It's the most recent commentary. And you know what this really goes along with? I had a couple people quote comments on this. Jason wrote, Jesus never walked the line.
Wait, slow the roll.
All right.
Okay, wait.
I was starting to roll.
No, you were. So in other words, I just caught out of this. So instead of give me 5.
Yeah, give me 6.
Wow.
I had to redeem.
That is so
I had to redeem myself from the helicopter.
Bad. Yeah, the helicopters. That one. Yeah, that one
that
crashed.
Crashed.
It was. Really, did you hear the crash?
Yes, I did.
She actually caught on. This is so good for you. But okay, go on, Jake. That's good. 6.
Game over, moderate conservatives. Folks, this is a great commentary. It's the message you've heard on the Sons of Liberty before the election, before this election, the last election. We've been saying it the whole time. You need to reach the next generation and stand.
And we're
going to
talk about that today.
Jason wrote to us on Facebook, the Sons of Liberty on Facebook, and you can find the column on Sons of Liberty Facebook. Jesus never walked the line, and he always offended someone or others. If we're not offending somebody, we're not following him. And Martin Luther King Jr. said the moderate walk the line. Try not to offend anybody. Christian, conservative, has never done anybody any good. We are seeing the moderate message and the moderate conservative falling by the wayside as the American people are realizing their need for true leaders who will be molders of consensus.
Jesus said, I'd rather have you hot or cold. If you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. He ain't putting up with it.
That's right.
Folks, you got the Sons of Liberty, Bradley and Jake. 1-877-807-9977. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back talking about the youth vote.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our Founding Fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I'll say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to You Can Run International. You can run international.com or call 1-866-233-0747.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We just had a terrible storm in the east, but we are all still in the eye of the perfect storm. We have the most devastating economic conditions since the Great Depression, America's worst drought in agricultural history, and what about the presidential election? This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. eFoods Direct is preparing for the shortages, and you had better do the same. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. You know that eFoods is the best tasting and safest food on the planet. We all need a bunch of storable and usable food from eFoods Direct. None of us wants to be standing in a bread line trading our freedom for food. Anyone who doesn't take control of their uncertain future has to be just a little bit nuts. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. How will you bet your life? Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late?
Hi, my name is Rusty Humphreys. I'm a nationally syndicated radio talk show host. I don't normally listen to a lot of other talk show hosts because that's what I do for a living too. But I listen to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty because Bradley hasn't cut his hair since 1972. He's a good-looking man, so keep listening to the Sons of Liberty here.
Well, thank you, Rusty.
That's great.
Well, that was sweet. I'd give him a big hug if he was here right now.
Big hugs. Lots of hugs.
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 He's got 2 million listeners.
Not bad.
No.
He's catching up to us.
We're at 144,000.
He's got to keep working hard.
Yeah. We got a long ways to go. You know what's interesting?
We'll
no.
Hard.
This is good because I was thinking about this. You know what I was thinking about? Right on the way back over here, when you turn the radio on, because it's the only options we've got, right, if you want to listen to any kind of news. I listen to, as a matter of fact, what I'm doing now is starting to listen to the what happens is I like to critique popular opinion because it's untrue. And so in saying that, let me go to critiquing. Let's just use for an example. I think he's a cool guy. Got nothing bad to say about him. But America's best is Rush Limbaugh. He's critiquing the government. He's critiquing the White House constantly. And I thought to myself, wait a second. Then I thought about Sean Hannity, who's now capitulating to immigration, by the way. And then I thought about Beck. And I'm glad all three of these guys are there. But they're out of step with our times, friends. They really are. I'm not saying that to be mean. They don't have what it takes to maintain the line. Because if you look at all three, let's just say these three show hosts, if they did, why did they fall in line with Romney? And everybody's complaining about Romney. Everybody's complaining about the moderate. Yet these are the three guys that were pointing your finger to Romney as the only man and option we had. How come they never talked the American people out of the options that were given to the American people, the catch-22 that we were all set in? And I thought to myself, wait a second. If we had a football coach in the state of Minnesota, let's say, and he lost year after year, game after game, how long would that last with the American people? That would last for about 2 weeks or two losses. Maybe three losses, maybe four losses, and they'd say, you need a new coach. But yet the American people continuously follow those, the blind, that are leading the blind into the ditch. And I kind of started getting down to the moral issues because it's like, you know what, sometimes some guys are intellectual guys, but they're morally corrupt. What good is their intellect if they don't know the difference between right and wrong? Arbiters.
Dangerous.
Oh, really? So I started thinking to myself, Rush is a cool guy. We know his brothers. His brother's a cool guy, too. His brother's got more fire than Rush does. And I thought to myself, how many times has this guy been married and he's telling the government how they're supposed to live their life? I did. It's the truth. Tell the truth and shame the devil. And then we wonder why. Here we got Glenn Beck. He's a Mormon. He's messed up, dude, spiritually. I mean, you think God's on planet Kolob? That's weird stuff.
That's very weird.
It's very weird. And then you got Sean Hannity, who in one sense talks about his Christianity. He's Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
Talks about his Christianity. And then he's promoting everybody on his radio show that stands against his Christianity in deed and a lot of times in word.
Mm-hmm.
And then America wonders why we're at today. Pay attention to who you let feed you. Because my initiative is, folks, I always want to hose feed the people with the Word of God. That's it. And the Constitution. Yes, we'll talk about the problems. But listen, this is a prophetic show, Sons of Liberty. If you look back from day one to where we're at today, there's a lot of I told you so's in there. And they're not guesses. It's what bubbles up in heart. And now, to switch gears a little bit, folks, it would do us all well to keep our eyes fixed on the author and the finisher of our faith. Not on man and his ideas, because to hold the truth and unrighteousness isn't good for anything. In other words, tell people how they're supposed to live their lives, but yet they themselves don't practice what they preach. This is what you have leading you.
That's right.
And folks, again, keep in mind that these are the same people that pointed their finger to Romney as your only option. How come they didn't talk you out of that? How come they didn't tell you that you had different options and you didn't have to settle for what was being thrown to you? But yet all these people out there, and what's interesting now is we listen to those that follow such leaders, they're all talking about what doesn't matter again. I don't hear them talking about the social issues. I see them falling into line with social issues. Mm-hmm. I just told you Sean Hannity, now he's capitulating to the immigration. Let him in. Let him in. Let him in. What, did your boss tell you that, Sean? I thought you were a Christian. I thought we were supposed to follow the rule of law that God gives, not what man gives. It's better to obey God than man, Sean. And here we have Glenn Beck again, and God bless him. I think Beck has done more for America than all three of them.
Yep.
Matter of fact, even Rush Limbaugh himself talks about how he does it for the money. Hey, folks, these guys are making a lot of jing. I just want to let you know, they're making a lot of jank. How come they're not hitting the real issues? I think Beck has hit the real issues more than anybody, but he gets spiritually weird.
In the light that he knows, he'll walk in it.
He will.
He doesn't hold back.
And he opens the door for the right people. I admire that. I really do.
He's the only one I've heard reproving the churches for not getting out there and preaching what needs to be preached in the civic realm. He's the only one I've heard talk about Whitfield. He's the only one I've heard interview David Barton and give him the platform. He's the only one that gets a rally on the Capitol and gets 500,000 people.
Yeah.
But you're right. Now we need to take the next step. We need a moral champion that's not just going to allow things.
Dude,
you don't
get on the radio day after day and tell people this is the end.
No, what would be the point of having any hope then?
Listen, we haven't been given the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Yeah. We don't get on. We're not born of this stuff. To sit there and cower in the face of what's going on in our country. We stand up now. This is where God proves his people, where he divides the sheep from the goats.
Yep.
But we get these guys on there talking about fear and how it's over and this and that and this and that and this and that. When I read my Bible, that's all I see where everybody was saying, no, it's all over with. Look at Gideon.
Yep.
He was sifting wheat. He was doing his thing. He was threshing wheat. And the angel of the Lord comes over to him and says, hey, listen, I want you to go deal with your oppressors. Me? I'm the least in my father's house. Lord, go pick someone else. Just like Moses, go pick someone else, Lord. I'm slow of speech, said Moses. But what did God say? The Lord said to Gideon, go in this. He said, go in this thy strength, thy mighty man of valor.
Yeah.
Go with you, and I'll go with you.
Yeah.
He didn't compromise anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And he's seen all the opposition, but he won the day, and he did beat down his oppressors because God said. One of the first things Gideon said, friends, was, what happened to the miracles that our fathers told us?
Mm-hmm. It's written.
That's right. In other words, where is that God at? Well, God was saying to Gideon, you're the man that I'm going to perform those miracles through again. God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and with gifts of the Holy Ghost. My Bible tells me the Lord working with them, confirming the word, signs following. And rest assured, our forefathers knew this too, because they were raised up under Puritans. Holy preachers. Real stuff preachers. That's the best way to say it. The ones that didn't stop. But friends, I just don't understand that. Why do we tolerate? And now what we're being told, you know, I mean, the joke is now Obama is Baraka Claus. Isn't that funny? Baraka Claus. We're busy in the radio studios, but we don't get outside, do we, Rush? We don't get out there and reach out to the people because we have been elevated to rock star status. So have I, Rush. I think the difference is how much do we love our people? We love our people according to what we're willing to do for them. We're called to be servants to the people. And that's what leaders are, Christ said. The greatest among you will be a servant to you. You've been given a position. That position is not for rock star status. That position is accounted unto you or bestowed upon you by God as an obligation and a privilege to serve your people under God.
Greater responsibility.
That's right. Mm-hmm. It's not the other way around. And we, on the Sons of Liberty, take that very seriously. And by the way, guys, again, I'm not cutting anybody down. I'm not racking on anybody. I'm glad they're there, but they're out of step with the times. Just like when we were at the Republican National Convention, and I was up on Radio Row telling everybody about the youth vote. And they were all looking at me like a bunch of cows looking at a new gate. Oh, that's great, Bradley. That's great. Oh, you're helping the young people, are you, Bradley? Yeah, yeah. Hey, got a question for you, friends. All you moderate conservatives, you lack of conservatives is really what it comes down to. You hypocrites. The bottom line is where was Obama? Remember that guy that everybody hates and everybody's capping on all the time? You know what? That dummy had enough common sense, didn't he, friends, to go to the right people. And I've been doing it for 17 years, and I've been telling the people in this country for 17 years, if you don't sow into that generation, they're going to curse you when you get older. What's happening, friends? There's a big breach, isn't there, friends? Yeah, there is. It's another one of those things, friends, I want to tell you. I told you so. And I hate saying it. I really do. But now it's time to get this right. We need to go to the younger generation. By the way, for all you Romneyites out there, you lost Romney because America wasn't listening to the Sons of Liberty. And if you were listening to the Sons of Liberty, you would have understood that Romney was not your only choice. But America settled for it. But now they're going to complain about for the next 4 years of what they tolerated. And what did the left do? The communists do? They wanted to show you that no matter how much you put in effort, it's all senseless. Mm-hmm. That is a lie straight from the pits of hell, friends.
Right.
Let's stand up. We can win the day because we are. We'll be right back after this break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, if you want to call in, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Now, folks, I forgot to tell you one other thing. You can check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can go to Facebook, Sons of Liberty. Or you can go to my Facebook, which is Bradley Dean, double E. Or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Now, I forgot to tell you, friends, that... I hope people don't think I'm boasting on myself. Because I was just talking about Rockstar Elevation, you know?
Yep.
And 6 months back, I was asked to be a part of a movie. I'm 6'5", long hair, studly. Rusty was right about the long hair. It's all there.
1972.
Well, I was 4 years old.
Is that right?
Well, actually, I was six, sorry. Yeah, pretty weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. But in saying that, there's a movie coming out. And I'll tell you more as it comes up on us, that they're actually going to be using our product in their movie. Now, what happened is they asked me to be a part of the movie, be in the movie, and the name of the storyline is The Prodigal Son Really Does Return. But I'm not going to tell you the name of the movie right now because it's due out Father's Day of next year, June of next year. And I just didn't really feel right about it because I didn't know what sort of doctrine they were talking about. Speaking to the prodigal son, I wanted to make sure it was law to grace, law, judgment, mercy, and faith. And for the most part, the professing church today in America has no idea what I'm talking about when I say that.
No.
Because they don't read the scripture. They don't practice the scripture. They don't preach Christ crucified. And so what we came to terms with, I was in Florida, and I got a phone call, and the guy says, listen, I need to know now if you're going to do it. And I said, well, listen, I just got back from Florida. I don't know what the situation is right now. And I kind of thought about it, and I thought, well, I'm not going to have time to go through the storyboard. And then what happened is I missed the deadline, and I was okay within 10 minutes. And so what I did is I responded and said, no, we're good with that because we don't know what the storyboard is. And then he said, well, how about we put your stuff
product placement.
Yeah, in the product placement in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
And now what happens is My War, You Can Run But You Cannot Hide International, and Bradley's comic book will be in this feature film that will be released on Father's Day of next year.
Yeah, and what we'll also be doing is, because they're putting our stuff out there, we get to do promos for it all over the country.
Yep.
So it'll be a lot of fun to do that. But it's my ministry.
That's right. Well, think of the name. You Can Run, But You Cannot Hide International. The Prodigal Son. He could run, but he couldn't hide. He ended up coming back to the Father. Which
that's
is
what
story.
It means. That's what it means, by the way.
Yep.
Yeah. Ezekiel 32:23. That's your sin will find you out.
Yep.
And I did not realize that until years after I wrote the book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyways. So, folks, I'm going to keep you guys posted on that. If you'd like to check out the movie, well, you got until June to figure it out, and I'll lead you up to June of next year before I tell you.
Give you some hints.
But I'm flattered and I'm happy, and it was an opportunity, and we took it. So when the kid gets saved, guess what he gets? He gets all of our product. So it's really cool stuff. Back to the topic right before the break. Be not intimidated, said the second president of the United States, John Adams. Be not intimidated, nor suffer yourselves to be wheeled out of your liberties by a pretense of politeness, delicacy, or decency. These, as they are often used, are but three different names for hypocrisy. That is great. Cowardice and chicanery? That's exactly right. Yeah. Well, who would know better than the one that went through and did establish? How many boards was he on? How many?
It was over 80.
No. I heard, the guy was busy.
Yeah.
Let's just put it that way.
Exhausted his life and the entire life.
Left his family for three years at a time.
Yep.
Crazy stuff in the middle of the Revolutionary War.
Yep.
Goes across the sea in the middle of the winter with his son, John Quincy. Crazy stuff. But who would know better than? Be not intimidated, nor suffer yourselves to be wheeled out of your liberties by a pretense of politeness, delicacy, or decency. Friends, never trust anybody that doesn't tell you hard things. Faithful are the wounds of a friend. Kisses of an enemy are deceitful. If they can't tell you hard things about yourself, don't ever trust them. And keep in mind, iron sharpens iron. Yeah? So let's keep it there.
And never trust anybody who can't stand on principle.
Yeah.
Because if they can't stand on principle, they're not trustworthy.
I thought you were going to say, never trust anybody you can't stand. I was going to look at you and say, dude, I can't stand you.
No, stand on principle.
That wasn't cool at all.
Stand on principle.
Oh, uncool due to the long hair since 1972. All right.
Why didn't Rusty say anything about me? Jeez, a little left out.
You know, I was introduced this morning on the radio as a show co-host. I said, no. Let's get that straight, dog.
I'm the host.
Yeah, I said, so what I did is I hung up, and he called me back, and he said, what's wrong? I said, I didn't, friends. I didn't. I should have hung up on him. And when he called me back, Bradley, what'd you hang up for? You ever call me co-host again? Yeah, anyways. Of course, I'm playing. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
President of the United States, Ronald Reagan, that was a great thing that he said.
Same thing MLK said, time is neutral. It's what you do with the time that matters.
The right time to do the right thing is right now. Now, on Tuesday, Obama, the president who has the worst ratings and record in the history of America, he won a second term somehow, mysteriously. The day after the elections, CNN came out with a telling report. They blurted out the truth in their confusion when they revealed that the number one reason Romney lost the elections was his failure to capture the youth vote. Folks, Romney was a plant.
Yeah.
Romney did his job.
He was a perfect candidate for Obama to run against.
Totally.
Perfect.
Because what was interesting is during the debates, he never pulled Romney out for the fact that he was the one that authored all of these things that he said he was combating.
And Romney,
and that's why the professed conservatives today are so taken back as to what just took place in our country. Well, I tried to tell you 3 weeks before it took place, but you didn't want to listen. Younger voters and minorities came to the poll, said CNN, at levels not far off from the historic coalition Obama assembled in 2008. Guess what I was doing at the Republican National Convention, friends? I was telling them that back in 2008, the demographic that Obama won was 18 to 29 years old, 18 to 31 years old. He captured 68% of the vote.
And guess what Obama was doing while you were telling the people at the Republican National Convention? He was touring colleges.
Yes, he was. And what do you got? You got all these gold blue haired sitting there walking around, partying up, acting like they were going to an Elvis concert.
Oh, the Smurf hair dude.
I got to tell the people something. Elvis is gone. Mm-hmm. He died in 1977. I don't think these people figured that much out yet. The reality caught off guard, said CNN. Republicans who banked on a more monolithic voting body sending them to the White House and who had based their polling on that assumption. The outcome revealed a stark problem for the Republicans. If they don't broaden their tent, they won't move forward. As a matter of fact, Obama would not have won without the youth vote, just this time around, friends. Since 19% of all the votes came from the younger generation. Boy, I'll tell you what, that long-haired rocker dude, Bradley Dean, he is just one idiot, isn't it? But time tells you, and over time, what does time tell you? Boy, that idiot was right on the money, wasn't he? And I'm not saying that about myself. I'm saying that God is faithful to tell us things to come, just like the Bible tells us so. In July 1st, I wrote an article entitled, Can Conservatives Win Without the Youth Vote? I mentioned that if the conservative populace desires to be successful, they must sow into the next generation. I said, quote, unquote, I say to those who are willing to fight for our nation and put this incumbent administration out of business, you must understand this generation does not look like you, they don't talk like you, they don't act like you, and they don't believe like you. This generation, as you know, has been subjected to everything and protected from nothing. The ball simply has been dropped and it must be picked up again. It is time for you to reach out to the youth, the younger generation, high school, elementary, middle school, collegiate, into that demographic in a way that you can understand, for to ignore them is to bring shame upon yourselves. Now what are you complaining about, America? Oh, we got 4 more years of this guy. Really? Why is he there? Because you didn't listen. That's why he's there. And we'll talk about getting ourselves out of that predicament as well. You must get in the face of this generation and love them enough to tell them the truth, friends, because there is no other way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And what is it that makes men free? The truth, not the lie, not the compromise. Even last week, I mentioned how dictators of the past used the youth to push their agendas. Mao Zedong, Hitler, Stalin, every one of them. The way to uproot the capitalists so we can implement communism, said Mao Zedong, is to get rid of the older generation by bringing in and empowering the newer generation. Take from the haves and give to the have-nots. Who said that? Mao Zedong, Saul Alinsky, communists. So here we are. Now here we are sitting in another failure because conservatives professed are not reaching the most important demographic. They thought money and playing the political moderate was the answer. They were sadly, sadly mistaken.
I'll just compromise a little. Sell.
No, I hope some people out there that were so foolish to fall for what was being handed them, I hope they can feel my backhand on the back of your side. Folks, the media would have you believe the youth do not want to hear absolutes, and I can tell you from experience, having done over 338 high schools and college assemblies, the next generation is all ears to the truth. I've even seen firsthand that when anyone tries to squander their God-given conscience, which means with knowledge, they rebel against it in a righteous manner. Got several videos, got a documentary called My War will show you the schools where the principals attempted to stop the assemblies and show you how they responded. They didn't respond to the NEA. They kicked up against the NEA. They didn't side with the homosexuals. They kicked against the homosexuals because they knew it was an abomination. They didn't side with those that were killing innocent babies, 3,700 a day. No, they kicked up against it because they're not stupid. The answer is found in the young. Train up a child in the way he will go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. Boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, the breach. We got to bridge the breach, Lord. Well, they got to open their ears, Bradley. Yes, sir. Be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll stay this vein.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of supporters like you. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I wanted to say thank you to you guys, Bradley and Jake, for what you guys do. It's an awesome campaign that you guys are getting people active and putting boots on the ground. You guys actually prod Americans to do something about the problem. So I just wanted to say I appreciate the radio show, Sons of Liberty, and hopefully you guys continue for many more years to come and we can make a better America for our posterity. So thanks, you guys.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, I was just sharing with you the youth vote. Back in 2008, Obama captured the demographic of 18 to 31 years old, some say 18 to 29, 68% of the vote in 2008. Just the other day, he captured 60% of that same demographic, and Romney took 36%. Folks, it was a catch-22 all the way around. He stayed away from the right people. And isn't it interesting when you look around as to the fraud that took place just the other day? Isn't it interesting that all of opposition that stood against this White House for some reason, black or white, man, they've been removed somehow. And prior to that, America couldn't stand this guy and they wanted him removed. Yeah. And everybody was predicting a landslide. I said nothing. I didn't want to be foolish because, to be quite honest, I was wondering within myself, Lord, are you going to push us into another segue increments of judgment before we learn? Because if you look in Leviticus 26, he would do it in segments. Mm-hmm. He would do it in timelines. If you don't want to listen to me for this, this is what I'm going to do. There would be stages of judgment. Well, we're going into another one because America wants to turn the way that they want to turn. They think that they... I was literally... By the way, speaking of CNN, which I'm actually highlighting right now, who blurts out the truth in their confusion, it's interesting that when I was listening to their baloney, I was listening to a bunch of younger people literally, quote unquote, this is exactly what I heard, these younger people creating their own country. Had nothing to do with the rule of law. Why would they? Because this president keeps talking about democracy, 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 democracy. Everybody knows democracy self-destructs. Yep. or a republic, friends, for those that didn't know. I go on. Let me get back to this point.
The youth are creating everything that the older generation has tolerated. That's what they're creating. They're
That's exactly right. Yeah, yeah. But the older generation, they want to blame them younger generation. And they also want to blame the president for being there.
Yeah.
But the problem is they're not taking responsibility to correct themselves and then deal with the problem. That's why we are where we're at today. And I just told you a week ago, friends, the younger generation in my generation, which is a part of the younger generation, I'm at the top of that heap, we're going to pay the price. We are. We are paying the price. And you want to talk about a bunch of idiotic, useful idiots? Listen to some of these brainless minions. It's absolutely incredible. And even to think that Romney and Obama are the best that we have, go back into the 60s and take any candidate that you wanted. They would have schooled them. They would have looked like the senior to a bunch of elementary kids walking around with poopy diapers on.
Yep.
That's how ignorant. And folks have put these people up on the top. Mm-hmm. It's completely backwards, folks. Nobody talks about the Constitution. They just know how to overthrow the Constitution. And John Glenn said that, Senator John Glenn. I go back to my point. The media would have you believe that the youth do not want to hear absolutes when, in fact, they totally do. Folks, I've seen numerous students who have been converted instantly on social issues such as abortion because they'd never seen it before. They didn't know what infanticide was until you showed them. And homosexuality. Folks, the younger people in this generation ain't up for it at all. It's the older people trying to throw it on them. Folks, you have law, these outlets, they call themselves law teams. They're unlawful teams. They're looking for people to use to bring in and to initiate unlawful activities such as Roe versus Wade.
That's right. Radical attorneys.
Yeah. Look at these kids that are coming in. They think they're gay. So these SPLCs and these ACLUs, they look for a kid that thinks he's gay and that feels like he's being violated, so they zero in on him, and then they go attack. But they don't realize they're only being used for their own demise. And those law firms are only doing it to get the money. They don't care about the agenda. Folks, because once the people shift again, they'll go right along with that. Just ask the SPLC, mm-hmm. Southern Poverty Law Center, who used to support the KKK, which just happens to be a Democratic arm.
Tell the truth.
Yeah.
Shame the devil.
So, here we go. Simply put, they are not following the Constitution because they are not told about the Constitution, speaking of the younger generation. While many conservatives, as they call themselves, are stuck in the same old rut, which does not work, they have an entire generation that is ready and willing to sacrifice their all for the truth's sake.
Can I give an analogy to that?
They are not politically correct. They do not want to hear about methods that don't work. They don't want to live for. They do want to live for something. And they want to die for something, too. They want to know who they are so they know where they're going, but somebody has to lead the way. I want to say this to the moderate conservatives. Some say there's no such thing. Romney was just that. I would just say moderate without conservatism. Friends, let's just call them for what they are. He's just as bad as Obama was. The bottom line is a good portion of the American people fell for the lie. Even hear some of these patriotic idiots that want to go to the football game tomorrow. You know what they're saying? Oh, Rick Santorum, 2016, man. Oh, yeah, good for you. In other words, you know what? I'm not going to get involved again until 2016. I know you've been doing a real good job, bro. I wonder if you're going to be able to take that football to hell with you. Because that's where you belong, you spineless capitulator. You do everything in your power to desecrate the memory by doing nothing. Just like Edmund Burke says, evil prevails because good men do nothing. It only prevails because the American people let it prevail. Now is the time to stand up and deal with this administration lawfully, friends. Now is. First, get rid of the GOP because they're second to none when it comes to the definition of worthless. Yeah.
As a matter of fact.
Yeehaw!
Aren't they responsible? Because it's not those that are doing evil, it's those that are tolerating evil right
now. That's exactly it.
Go back to the analogy you gave. The kids don't know the Constitution. They don't talk about the Constitution because they're not taught.
Or you know what I could do, Jake? I could get a big blowhorn or a megaphone. And I could say, Ron Paul! Ron Paul! Ron Paul! Ron Paul! Buy my stuff today. The world's going to blow up. It's going to blow up! You guys, there's no sense! Ron Paul!
Then why do we need Ron Paul?
What's the difference between Ron Paul and the other guys, dude? They're stinking just as lawless. These are the people that are saying, hey, we want our dope. Yeah, you want your dope because you're a dope. Dope smoking dope. Who's smoking who?
That's true. Somebody's getting smoked.
Isn't this amazing? Look around America. The kids are creating their own America that is sinking real quick. They're daring the justice of God.
Yep.
And God is answering. He is answering, friends. It's time to wake up, church. I'll say this again. I'll say it 100 times. Let's look at our forefathers. Everybody was decrying about what was going on and what was so bad, but they stood up and they won the day because God said, amen. What were you going to say, Jake?
That
sorry.
Was their backing. Yeah. The judge, who a young man came up, I think he was in trouble for stealing or something like that. The judge said that his sentence was to learn the Ten Commandments. And he didn't know what the Ten Commandments were.
Oh, yeah, back in the 50s.
He had no idea what the Ten Commandments were. So this judge, and speaking to the Constitution, the kids don't talk about the Constitution because they're not taught the Constitution.
No,
they're
being forcibly indoctrinated to accept every agenda the communists throw on them.
Yep.
Not the Constitution. The Constitution is the problem, friends.
That's what stands in the way of communism. The only person I ever heard even quote the Constitution in the Republican debates, all the way up to the presidential debates, was Ron Paul. Yeah. And he only brought it up because that was the platform he was running on, but nobody else did.
Jake, here's the problem. Every single time I talk to a Ron Paul, or every time without fail, is Ron Paul a good guy? Yeah, he probably is. He's a libertarian. No restraint or regard for the law. They're called antinomianists, friends. In other words, we only agree with the laws that we like, and the ones that we don't like, we'll just get rid of those. How convenient. What does it mean to be a libertarian, Jake? What, do what you want, create a God that looks just like you? That's the oldest sin under the heavens, friends.
Yeah, here's the mistake that Ron made, because I had the chance to interview him. He was on the show. I had the chance to speak to him in person and met him on a number of times. When I asked him, where do we get our liberties from, he said, I believe they're God-given liberties. And he'll still say that.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you get to the next step, you say, well, then how should a government, a federal government or a state government, how should we honor the God who gave us liberties? I believe that's left up to the church. Well, that's... right there, on its face, that's an oxymoron. If God gave us those liberties, then we're accountable to that God.
All of us.
The liberties.
All of us.
And though he would say he's a Christian man, frankly, he was the most pro-life candidate out there, except for maybe Michelle Bachmann. And he really is. He stands on those principles.
Yeah.
He's never voted against it. He's extremely conservative. He's the real deal for what he professes. But it's what you leave out. And when you leave those things out, you leave a door open.
Mm-hmm.
And then a generation later, kids will follow Ron Paul because he's not going to impose laws against smoking dope.
No.
So there's our guy.
Yeah, we want a bunch of 27-year-old kids downstairs smoking dope, playing video games. Yeah, those are the future, friends.
And that's where we've got to close the door. And I was just called into a radio show this morning about a guy who thought, well, so then is the government supposed to legislate morality?
Are you talking about the mole in Minneapolis?
Yeah. Is the government supposed to legislate morality? And I said, well, this is where you need to sit down and learn. Because
just think about
every
that.
Legislation is a form of morality. That's why it's legislation. Every law is a form of morality.
Jake, listen to this. You can't legislate morality.
Are you supposed to legislate morality?
Well, then what substantiates government?
Exactly.
What?
Moral decisions, right and wrong, right? Good
wow.
And evil.
Friends, I've had a day. We'll be back for 2 hours tomorrow live, all over the country once again. We do love you by what we do. I'm venting a little bit today. I'm a little frustrated with the ignorance that's tolerated with the American people. And we need to bring it back home again tomorrow. 1 John 3:18, we love you by what we do. We will talk to you in 23 hours, 2 to 4 Central Standard Time Zone tomorrow, 2 to 4 Central Standard Time Zone. And folks, if you'd like to pick up the My War documentary, I'm telling you what, it's well worth your time and your dime. 1-877-807-9977. See ya, or sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.